And that was going to be our uniform. Our gang was going to have that, our club. Yeah. We had an attic for a clubhouse and everything.
Now, was this a new kid to move in, or was this one that might have been born in that city and grown up and then came of age to become...
Just kind of became... Grew up enough to where he started going. His radius was extended from his house, like all of ours were.
In this particular situation, which was it? Did he move in, or was he...
He was already there, except that nobody, you know, he didn't... He just, became a newcomer because, you know, he was a newcomer because he came, same basic neighborhood, same side of town and all, just back then, you know, like your friends and all were pretty down the block or so, you know, all in a few block radius. He came, in other words, from a few streets away, you know, so.
Okay. What kind of games did you play as a child?
Football. We had Palmberry Wars. We used to dig forts and have Grapefruit Wars or Orange Wars. Slingshot Wars, BB Gun Wars. A lot of war. Basketball, football. Not a whole lot of volleyball. Swimming, we used to do a lot of swimming. Games, two square games. Tetherball. Used to play little hopscotch. You know, do monkey bars, you know, pull-ups on monkey bars or you know, chin-ups, you know, on competition. Something like that. Games to... Yeah, those kind of games, I guess.
Alright. Do you have any rough games and not necessarily organized sports, but...
Oh, you mean like
local forms of brutality?
Yeah, our wars, yeah.
Is that what they...
Yeah, that was our wars. We had a lot of fun doing those. You know, we had squirt gun wars. You know, but then, like you said, we get into grapefruit, they got more brutal. You know, or you start taking slingshots and zapping somebody with a rock. You know, we could hurt somebody. And BB gun wars got pretty dangerous.
What were the... Were there any rules to this? To these wars?
Maybe boundaries. Maybe the only thing is you had boundaries you didn't cross. If
territories.
You crossed, territories. And then if you crossed them, you were open game. But also, it was worse. It was more humiliating to get attacked in your own ground and get hit and run, you know? And that was with whatever it happened to be. If it was maybe somebody just throwing eggs at you. If you, you know, these little wars, you know.
Was it just the neighborhood?
Nobody got murdered or hurt or anything, really. Mm. I mean, people got injured. But it was that, you know, you weren't really out to stab or, you know, tear them up in any way. You just have to have a good time, pretty much.
So who were the participants like? I mean, you would be in a war. You'd be on one side. Who would you fight against? You and your troops, warriors.
Well, maybe some kids we didn't quite know as well as I had a little gang of their own, you know, or else if we really got bad at it, we'd just split up.
Just for the sake of war.
But if I don't, yeah, we had one where, you know, these guys that lived around that we didn't know too well, you know, and in other words, you know, you were pretty close-knit with your group, and so... This particular group we fought one day. We had it was really kind of unorganized in this fact that it just kind of happened, you know. We had this lady's roof that we used to get on next door to my house, and we'd use her. It was like on her roof. It was a flat, you know. It wasn't like it had like a wall around it, so it made a good fort. You know, we could use her drain pipes for ammunition. Deep, you know, ammunition distribution to the ground forces. And so we'd have ammo up on the top, and we'd feed it down to our troops on the ground. And these guys came over one day, and so we were getting beaten pretty bad, so we had to abandon and go to our fort underground. We had an underground fort in my yard, and they came and attacked us in there. These guys meant business, too. Yeah, getting grapefruits heaved down at you, it's not so fun, you know.